Today is Mission Sunday, and such a great honor to bring the word of the Lord to you. And on behalf of Pastor Don and Miss Amy, I just want to say thank you for this wonderful privilege. Please stand with me to our text for today from Isaiah 40, verse 31 from the Amplified Classic. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount close to God as eagles mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Today I want to preach and minister on renewed in hope. Now a story is told about a blind bridegroom on the day of his wedding. In spite of his blindness caused by an accident at the age of 10, he graduated from the university with honors and he had won the heart of his beautiful bride. Shortly before his marriage, he underwent a new round of treatment and the results were to be revealed on that very day that he was getting married. That day, the doctors removed the bandages from his eyes, and as he stood there, full of expectation and anticipation, he took a step towards his bride, and to everybody's amazement, and all those who were present, he saw the bride for the very first time. They had been waiting for this day with great anticipation, and they were not disappointed. It was a scene of dramatic power as well as one of great joy, extreme joy. And of course, you know how the rest of the story ends. And they lived happily ever after. Indeed, it's a true story. And this is a story of solid hope. I don't know what you've been waiting on God for. But one thing I know is that God will not disappoint you. You know, somebody said, you can survive 40 days without food, 3 days without water, 8 minutes without air, but you can't last a single second without hope. It is an essential part of life. When hope is gone, life is gone. Life is over. So what is hope? Biblical hope is a confident expectation of what God has promised, and its strength relies on his faithfulness. From our scripture above, Isaiah 40 and verse 31, we read that those who wait upon the Lord, that word wait means those who expect, those who look for, and those who hope in him. They shall renew their strength. They shall renew. And I'm telling you, God wants to renew your strength to hope. The word hope also means a cord or rope in the Hebrew. A cord or rope, which comes from the root word, which means to bind or to wait. To wait upon. Hope, therefore, is the cord or the rope we hold on to until our desire is fulfilled. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19, the first part says, this hope, which is a safe and secure anchor for our whole being, calls it also the anchor of our soul. This promise, that's a CEB version, the WE version says, this promise gives our hearts something to hold on to. It keeps our hearts strong and steady. And today, the world is hopeless without Christ. And we need to be renewed. That's why we need to be renewed in hope, especially in these difficult and challenging days and times in which we live, so that we can bring hope to a dying, lost humanity. While many are looking for hope in the wrong places and in things, we, on the other hand, find our hope in a person, Jesus, the Son of the living God. Now, how do we get renewed in hope? First, we continue believing the gospel. We must continue believing the gospel. Colossians 1:23 says, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. See, if we continue in the good news, gospel is good news, the good news of the word, we will not be moved away from the hope that God gives. The gospel is good news and breeds hope. If we stay in the Word and live in it, we will be renewed in our hope. You know, you can watch all the channels that are there, the CNNs and the NTVs and everything, but you will not find hope. You will find discouragement and disappointment, and you will not find hope. Why? Because those are not the channels that will give you the good news you're looking for. But the Word of God, on the other hand, gives us hope. God's Word and the message of truth gives us hope in the midst of these four things I'm about to tell you. A, impossible situations. In John chapter 11, verse 43, Lazarus was dead 4 days. Jesus showed up and said, "Lazarus, come forth." Guess what? The dead got up. And you know, when the dead get up, the funeral is over. We go home. I want you to know that even though some things in your life, some situations are dead situations, they're buried things, I want you to know that the voice of His Word can echo in the tomb of your trouble, and there will be hopes. Hope will come alive. B, battles. In the midst of battles, we can hope. Battles can be spiritual, they can be emotional, they can be physical. You know, Hezekiah in Isaiah 38 and verse 5 had a physical battle. He was about to die by the disease he was suffering, but God had him because he put his hope in God. He faced the world, turned his face to the world, and he called on the God of Israel. And guess what? He had him, and God showed him mercy and gave him 15 more years to live. I had an uncle who had a stroke at the age of 80 in Nairobi Hospital. He gave his life to Christ, and he asked the Lord to give him 15 years like he gave Hezekiah. And guess what? He died at the age of 95. Believing. Jehoshaphat was facing an army in 2 Chronicles 20. The Ammonites and the Moabites like the sand of the sea. But guess what? He said, "Our eyes are upon you," because who can deliver from such an army? But God did, and He gave the enemies into His hands. We read of David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. David hoped in a God of the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. David believed, and he trusted in that God, that He will be faithful to that which He has said and that which He has promised. And God delivered him in battle and gave Goliath into his hands. So no matter what battles you're facing, I'm here to tell you there is victory. You can hope. You can hope and know that your hope will not be disappointed. God will deliver you. God will bring you out. God will set you free. And God will cause you to trample over your enemy. The third thing is storms. In the midst of storms, we have hope. Just like the disciples, storms come to all of us. These are sudden attacks from the enemy, unannounced, beating against our marriages, our families, beating against our business units, and even that which sustains our life. You know, that storm has to give way. It has to bow. Why? Because we have put our trust in Christ, who is a solid rock. And the Bible says those who build their house on the rock, even when the storms come, they shall stand. They shall remain standing. And I want to say to you, no matter what storm is coming against you, you shall remain standing in Jesus' name. Drought is the fourth thing, and famine. Drought or famine. You know, sometimes that's what we are going through. And, you know, I want to encourage you to hold steady, believing by believing His Word. Why? Because we read that in Samaria, besieged by the Syrians. In 2 Kings chapter 7, we are told that the prophet Elijah stood and he said, "By this time tomorrow," come on, what will happen? The economy will change. Food will be so cheap, you won't believe it. You'll not be eating your children anymore. You'll not be thinking of the things you've been thinking during this time of famine. God can use a raven or even a leper to make provision available to you. So put your trust in Him. Number two, differentiate between natural hope and spiritual hope. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, "For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone," I mean his body couldn't handle everything or anything, "hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised, so numberless shall be your descendants." Abraham believed in God even though his body was dead, even though He could not produce what God was saying he will produce in the natural. Sarah laughed, saying, will I even have pleasure? But I want you to know that Abraham believed God for the supernatural strength, not the natural strength. He did not look to outward circumstances. He did not wish, oh, I wish I had this. I wish my body could do better. No, he believed in God. He hoped in God. Don't wait for things to change. Put your hope in God and you will not be disappointed. Hope is the earnest expectation of a mother who is looking forward to the birth of her child. Romans 8 and verse 19, 25. Number three, if we're going to be renewed in our hope, let your hope be connected with your joy. Connected to joy. See, real hope connects with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength, the Bible tells us. So we need strength to hold on to the rope, on that rope, until we receive what has been promised, what we have desired, what we anticipate. You see, the following passages prove this point. Psalms 42 and verse 5 says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. You can't wait on God and not find hope in him. You can't wait on God and his countenance doesn't shine on you and make you joyful. Come on. Those two things go together. Romans 12 verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in standing prayer. Verse 5, Romans 5, 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Wow. Faith works by love. And I believe that hope depends on love. And love never fails. So if our hope depends on love, then hope will not disappoint. Our hope will not disappoint. There is joy in hope. According to Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy. Look, hope and joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope. Abound means to increase. Come on, be renewed in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. May God release such an anointing, a power that will just lift you up in your hope, that if you've been failing or weakening, you just rise with new strength and power. Come on, abounding in hope in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians 15 and 19 says, if in this world and in this life we have hope in Christ only, oh, we of all men most miserable. Why? Because we've lost loved ones. In this church, we know people who have lost father, mother, brother, sister, you know, husband, wife, you know, children. I want you to know that Philippians 1:20, you know, also qualifies what I'm saying. According to my earnest expectation and my hope and my hope and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Come on, God will not allow you to be put to shame. But that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be in life or by death. Amen. Those who have gone before us already in the presence of God, those who went in faith believing, they had a hope. Now it's not hope, it's become reality. Just like that man, the bridegroom that was blind, he had the opportunity to look, oh, to look into the face of his beautiful bride. Now those who have left us and gone before us have the privilege and honor and opportunity to see the real Jesus, whom they have already believed in faith and hope to see the glory of the Lord. Now that has become reality. Glory to God. Number four, I finished. Hope inspires us to live godly. If you're waiting for God, you will prepare your heart. If you're waiting for someone to come to you, he invites a dignitary to come to you, and you're waiting for them to come, you lose that time to be preparing for that. You can't just sit down and do nothing. If you're anticipating a baby, you prepare for your baby. Therefore, if you're anticipating, hallelujah, this hope, this eternal hope, then we must prepare by living a godly life. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 it says, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So hope calls for patience. Romans 15:4, and steadfast endurance. I want to say this. Let's live and walk in such a manner that our lives will draw those without this eternal hope to God. As we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, we must therefore point the lost to the God of hope. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the renewing of hope today and every day of our lives as we give ourselves to the good news of your word, putting our hope in you and not in the hope, not in the things of this world, or even looking at the prevailing circumstances. Being filled with joy as we abound and increase in hope. Lord, I pray that we are increasing and being renewed in hope daily as we remain in the Holy Ghost. Lord, praying in the Spirit and remain inspired to live a godly life on a mission to bring hope to a lost world. Now, if you're here and you want to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, and letting God fill your life with hope, an eternal hope that cannot be taken from you. If you desire, or even if you desire to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, please call or text the number on your screen. It will be our honor to serve you. Have a hope-filled week in Jesus' name.